From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the fifth in a series of messages on the theme of living clean in an unclean world. The entire series is based on verses 9 through 16 from Psalm 119. This fifth message takes verse 13 as its text. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Entitled Sound Speech That Cannot Be Condemned, this message began by focusing on the concern for sound speech. For a man's speech is a clear indication of his true spiritual condition. Next, Dr. Cairns described the content of sound speech. The text provides us with a connection between my lips and God's mouth. In other words, what we say must be governed by what God says in His Word. This world is in desperate need of a word of encouragement, and only those who know Christ as their Savior can give that word. God's people need to be prepared to give the message of God's salvation to the lost. For that, we need not only a knowledge of the Scriptures, but also the courage and conviction to give forth the message. That conviction comes from a total allegiance to the Word of God, recognizing that it alone is God's authority. It is not up to us to be original, but to be faithful. Before Dr. Cairns continues this message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Divine, Ever-Living, Unchanging. The text is 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. All human teaching, and indeed all human beings, shall pass away as the grass of the meadow. But we are here assured that the word of the Lord is of a very different character, for it shall endure forever. We have here a divine gospel. For what word can endure forever but that which is spoken by the eternal God? We have here an ever-living gospel, as full of vitality as when it first came from the lips of God, as strong to convince and convert, to regenerate and console, to sustain and sanctify, as ever it was in its first days of wonder-working. We have an unchanging gospel, which is not today green grass and tomorrow dry hay, but always the abiding truth of the immutable Jehovah. Opinions alter, but truth certified by God can no more change than the God who uttered it. Here, then, we have a gospel to rejoice in, a word of the Lord upon which we may lean all our weight. Forever includes life, death, judgment, and eternity. Glory be to God in Christ Jesus for everlasting consolation. Feed on the word today and all the days of thy life.
As I read your holy word, help me see, Lord, help me learn. Holy Spirit, from its pages lead the way. Come and melt my stubborn will, make my heart and soul be still. As I read your word, may I heed it and obey. Like the first rays of morning light, it will pierce my darkest night, showing sins of doubt and fear within my heart. Show me growing self-confidence and pride. The rebel thoughts that plague my mind, then it brings cleansing hope that quiets my heart. So as we read your holy word, help us see, Lord, help us learn. Holy Spirit, from its pages lead the way. And my eyes and let me see glimpses of truth you have for me. For in your word I find the truth that sets me free.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're grateful for the encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very thankful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the LTBS Quarterly Magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Risen Christ. The articles include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Poland, as well as a report on what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is the unpardonable sin? And will those perish who have never heard of Jesus Christ? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
What is lacking in the church today, and it has lacked in the church through the centuries, is a ministry of encouragement, a word to him that is weary. You know, we live in a busy world. We've all got a lot to do, a lot to engage our minds, things that are important. We've all got our own homes, our own families, our own this, our own that, our own the other thing. We have all got our own troubles. We tend to pass people who are in great weariness. We hardly even notice. A word of encouragement. A word for the weary. Now, a couple of things that's going to need. It's going to need, first of all, that you know the word. Second, it's going to need that you have the interest. Just to come alongside with a word from God. A word you've learned from God. When Andrew Bonner, Horatius Bonner, and Robert Murray McSheehan, and those other young preachers in the Free Church of Scotland, well, it was actually the Church of Scotland first, before the 1843 disruption, when they would meet together, or when they would be out of a morning, they would walk and they would meet each other. As they reached out their hand to shake hands, their greeting was, "What new thing have you learned of the Lord today?" Man, that would put a whole lot of us in a tight spot, wouldn't it? What new thing have you learned of the Lord in the last 5 years? Might put some people in a tight spot. But these were men of gigantic intellect, men of immense learning. But none of that mattered compared to this. These were men of one book. Men who got up in the morning to get alone with God. Men who were crying, "Lord, waken my ear. Lord, speak to me. Lord, show me your word. Give me your word. Let me take time in your word." And with that, they went out to face the world. You wonder what's wrong with your witness and work. You've no power. You've no courage. You've no anything worth talking about. You wonder what's wrong when you're out there to face the world and you haven't been alone with God, you've not met with God, you've not studied his word, you've not got it into your heart. Can you be greater than Christ himself? He says, "I ask the Lord, waken me morning by morning. Waken my ear and teach me. Teach me that I may learn and have a word in season." Here's the word that people need to hear. We're going to have to declare this word, to declare it for salvation. I'm amazed at the number of people who work with Christians and they never hear the way of salvation from them. When I went out into the workplace and started witnessing for Christ, I found there were other Christians in the office, but nobody ever knew it. They had never said a word. I worked with a Roman Catholic girl. She had at least two other Christians in that office. Not one of them had ever spoken to her one single syllable about the way of eternal life. My secretary was an Episcopalian girl in church every Sabbath day, three times every Sunday. She never once heard a gospel message. Never once. Two Christians in that office. Her immediate boss was a Christian. Never heard one word of the way of salvation. We must declare God's word for salvation. Learn the scriptures. Learn what the Bible says. I remember as a young man getting my hands on R.A. Torrey's book, How to Work for Christ. And just going through that and memorizing, this is what the Bible says. When I meet a person who has this excuse or the other excuse or this way of life or the other way of life or this belief or the other belief, well, what does the Bible have to say? Studying that, learning that, praying over that. God, make this useful in my life, in my service, in my witness. Being able to declare God's word for salvation. And being able to declare God's word for the standards of both private and public morality. Because there's no situation in life to which the Bible does not apply. So here's our concern. Sound speech. And here's the content. The judgments of God's mouth. And I'm going to finish by saying then, is the idea necessary to this text of courage or courageous conviction associated with sound speech? You see, when it says it can't be condemned, it doesn't say it won't be condemned. In other words, he's saying it's not worthy to be condemned. If you say what's right, if you give the judgments of God's mouth and your speech is sound, certainly God will not condemn it, but you'll find the world very often will hate it. Remember when Ezekiel got the call of God? Ezekiel 2 verse 7, the Lord said, Thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. And I said, look, your job, Ezekiel, is to speak my words. If they want to hear them, good. If they don't want to hear them, you still speak my words. In other words, we've got to have convictions and the courage of those convictions. If the word has been hid in your heart, if you've been taught of God, then you're going to have convictions. You see it in our text. These are the judgments of thy mouth. His conviction was the divine inspiration of God's word. This is a basic conviction. When we take this book, unless we are absolutely convinced this is God's word. This is not just a religious book. It's not one of the holy books of the great world religions. This is God's word. Unless we have that conviction, we will certainly not be good witnesses for Christ. It's the divine inspiration of the word. In that word, the judgments of thy mouth, there's the idea of the absolute authority of God's word. I believe this word for my own salvation. I believe this word for the standards it sets for my life. I believe this word in what it says about the church. I believe this word in what it says about the nation. Doesn't matter what the Supreme Court has just ruled. Doesn't matter what Congress has just passed. It doesn't matter what society is now permitting. What are the judgments of God's mouth? There must be an absolute conviction of the authority of God's word. And with that, of course, there must be a personal allegiance to God's word. One of the worst things that can happen is for somebody who gets up and says, this is what the Bible says, and then he goes and does the very opposite himself. We've all met people like that. They can give you what the Bible says, and they'll say, oh, yes, that's right. But they do the very opposite themselves. They talk about morality, but they live immorally. They talk about truth, but they are liars. They talk about honesty, but they're thieves. No, no, if we're going to have convictions, the conviction has got to come home to our own heart. There's a total personal allegiance to this word. I believe God as he's revealed in that Bible. I'm tired of hearing people saying, well, I think God this, I conceive God the other way. Look, your conception of God is idolatry, and so is mine, unless it is what that Bible says. That's all. That's all. I believe God as he's revealed in that Bible. I believe the Christ that is revealed in that Bible. I believe the gospel that's revealed in that Bible. I believe in the morality that's revealed in that Bible. I believe in the standards of personal, private, and public morality that's taught in that Bible. total allegiance to God's Word. Now, you get those convictions, the inspiration of the Word, the authority of the Word, and personal allegiance to the Word, and then you'll get the courage of those convictions. The psalmist had the courage of them, for he said, I declared. And the word could be, I declared or I will declare. I'm going to declare. This is a total commitment. In other words, you kneel your colors to the mast. You kneel your colors to the mast. When you go out into the world, you're going to take your stand for the truth of God. You're going to speak God's word. You are not going to be intimidated by man. We need a race of Christians who have such a fear of God that they will never fear the face of man. Our fear of man overcomes us when we lose the fear of God. So we take our stand. But it's more than just taking a stand. We have found the value of this word. Every Christian has proved this Bible. We have found its value. We know its power. And therefore we've got to tell it. Do you remember in 2 Kings 7, you have the story of the four leprous men outside the besieged city of Samaria. There was famine in the city. The people were dying of hunger. These four lepers said, look, we're going to die. We're going to die. Even if we could get into the city, we would die in there. We're outside. We'll go out to the besieging army, the Syrians, and we'll see. Will they give us something to eat? And if they kill us, well, we're going to die anyway. When they got there, they found that the Lord had been there before them, and in fulfillment of the prophecy that had been made, and the king had scorned it, or his lieutenant had scorned it, the army had been scattered. They'd been taken in a sudden fright. They had run. They had left everything as it stood. Their tents were there. Their provisions were there. And they were scampering for their lives. So when these four lepers entered in, they thought they'd died and gone to heaven. They were starving. Here was food. What did they do? Well, they did what you'd have done. They sat down and they filled their belly. They were having a great time. Then this is what they said. We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. And we hold our peace. There's a starving city there. There's food here. We have discovered the good news. We have tasted it ourselves. We understand the provision. And yet here we are, and we're saying nothing. We do not well. I think that could be said of many a Christian. We have found, we have tasted, we have seen that the Lord is good. We have felt the power of the Word. We have known its grace. We cannot be silent. We know that this Bible meets every need. We know that's the answer to the guilt that racks many consciences. We know it's the answer to the turmoil that's in many homes. We know that the Bible has the answer. In other words, we have heaven's light in the midst of the world's darkness. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Not just I am the light of the world, but you are the light of the world. You're God's light in a dark world. He says, a city that's set in a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick that it might give forth light. It gives light to all that are in the house. Then he said this, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You've got the light of God. Don't hide it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.